Good morning. My name is Alondra and I'm 16 years old. Today is November 26th and I am speaking with my grandma, who is Carmen Acevedo, and we are recording this interview in Florida, Puerto Rico.
Oh, Lordy.
Introduce yourself.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. I am Carmen.
Okay, so let's start the interview. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
Okay, it would be when I was small.
What would it be?
It would be when I used to share with my grandfather, mm-hmm. and my grandmother. I used to talk to them a lot. So they had time, you know, to listen to me because I had a brother that had muscular dystrophy and my mother had to always take care of him.
Good. All right, next question. Can you tell me about someone you always remember?
I got to know in Cleveland, Ohio, a boy that was named Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been more than 30 years and I still remember him, but he died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he died.
When?
He died about maybe 8 years ago or something like that.
Oh, wow, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's cute. What are you proudest of in your life? What's your proudest achievement?
Oh. Proud.
Ready?
Orgullo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it was worth of doing dedicating myself to my sons when they were small and bring them up and always be there for them, that is something that I will always remember, and I enjoyed it because I knew that was the best for them. So I was there, and that was.
Tell me about your kids.
Well, I have three sons. One is Luis Antonio, and the second one is Manuel Alejandro, and the third one is Luis Enrique.
Which is my dad.
Uh-huh. And I enjoyed everything of them because They were very good sons, and they still are. I mean, that nowadays they are adults, but I enjoy being their mother because I have the privilege of having three adults that have very important, how do you say?
Okay.
Tienen principios y
principles.
They have good principles, and they are very good examples to other.
Which is true. My dad is my dad and my uncles have always been like very. How do I say it? Like, they're very humble, and they help a lot of people in very different ways. But they've always been the type of people who just don't let anyone bring their guard down. Like, they've always stood their ground and they've always been there for everyone. So that's something that it's very important in our family and always has been. So it's kind of like a tradition, as well as me and my little cousins, which they are, four?
Isaac is four and Daniel is two.
I am the oldest out of the
whole family.
Out of the whole family. mm-hmm. when it comes to grandkids. And now I have my stepsister, which she is the oldest, but blood related, I'm the oldest. And, but regarding right now, they're like growing up, like we all know for a fact that they're gonna be amazing children. And they're gonna be amazing adults. Because even though they're so small, like they're they so care. Smart. And they care a lot about our family. And it's amazing how they we be talking on the phone or anything and they be asking for everyone and they be saying things like God bless you. And they be saying things like bendición, which is something that you say when you're talking to an older relative. It's like asking for their blessing. And yeah. Can you tell me a story about any lessons you learned from your parents?
Yes.
Continue.
My mother brought us up alone because my father divorced her when I was 7 years old. And she would, she couldn't work outside of the house, but she did, she always, she would do a lot of things, cook and do a lot of things so that we don't, that everything that we needed was there. Plus she had brothers and sisters that also helped us as family. And my father, even though he was in Puerto Rico and we were in Ohio, he was also always helping us also.
What was your first day in the U.S. like?
The first day in the U.S., okay. I went to the United States when I was small, but even though I was small, I remember that going to school was an experience very hard because I didn't know I was used to live in summertime in Puerto Rico. And over there it was winter, so it was very hard for me. And I was also kind of responsible for my smallest brother because my mother was taking care of Felix. And, but we made it, we made it.
How was your life in Ohio?
Okay, in Ohio. We first lived in Lorain, Ohio, and then we went to Cleveland, Ohio, and in there we were a lot of years. And my brother started, the one that had muscular dystrophy, he started going to Sunbeam School, was named Sunbeam School. And it was for people that had disability. Mm-hmm. So he had good grades, he had A's and B's. He was very intelligent. And the doctor told my mother years later that he must live in a place that was tropical, so we had to come back to Puerto Rico.
Oh. I didn't know that. So that was the main reason why you moved back?
Mm-hmm.
Felix, yeah, that's cute. Okay. Tell me about your siblings.
What siblings?
Hermano.
De mis hermanos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was the oldest and the only girl of three, and there was two boys. Especially Saturdays, I used to take care of Felix, the one that had muscular dystrophy. And my mother used to go to make groceries and solve the rest of the things that she couldn't solve in the weekdays. And my aunt was with us, but we had a good childhood.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very good childhood because mom was always there. And even though my father wasn't close, but he would call us and he would always take time off from work to go to Cleveland to see us. Yes.
Now continue about your dad.
Okay. I used to, my mother used to always be a little jealous because I used to love my father very much and I used to talk about him very much. And she would once in a while she would say, "Oh my God, you love him more than you love me." But it was, I don't know, maybe because I think all girls love their father more than, it's not love more, it's I don't know, maybe we get more closer to them. And I think it's very important that we share with our father and we share closely because, you know, being more like friend-like, because that will make us be more sure of our own self while we're growing. And it will help a lot when we're adults.
Yeah.
So, you know, I miss a little bit of that part. So I had my issues when I was an adult.
Yeah. That's how, like, I feel too. Because, you know, that I'm closer to Papi than I am with my mom. And, you know, in a lot of ways, because me and my mom, we do get along, but I feel like there's some things that I can't tell her that I can tell my dad. So it's always, like, it's kind of an issue at the point where she gets, like, hurt because she feels like I can talk to her about anything. But at the same time, there's some things that I don't tell my dad that I tell her. But like you said, like, dads have, like, this impact in the girl's life.
In the girl's life, yeah.
And, like, thanks to my dad, like, I know whenever I like a guy or something, like, he tells me what I should prioritize and what I should expect. Because my dad treats me like I'm a queen, so I expect someone to treat me the same way, too. And if someone doesn't treat me that way, then they don't have my respect or anything. Because, you know, likewise, like, I know guys that are very close to their mothers, and they expect, you know, girls to feel the same way, but at the same time, you know, I'm not gonna be your mother.
Right. Like,
I'm not gonna be your mother. The same thing, he's not gonna be my dad. So there's always, like, that division. But maybe that's why, like, people who don't have their dad in their life, like, struggle so much.
Yes. And the same with if they don't have their
mother. Yeah, of course.
Yes. Because both, they play a very important role in our lives.
It's true. Which is why, like, love is such a different, it's like such a big word, but it means so many different things.
Right.
Because, you know, it can mean, like, you love someone, you love your family, you love something that you do, you know. There's, like, different meanings in such a big word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of that, when did you first fall in love?
That's a good question. Well, I liked this boy that I talked about, Carlos.
Yeah.
And I was 12 years old.
That was the first time.
I was 12 years old. But it wasn't a love like when you get it, you know, when you are an adult. It was something very special, like.
Like a feeling. Yeah. I understand that. So, what is your favorite song from your childhood?
From my childhood. It's incredible, but you know, there is a song that is titled Like a Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I think I've heard it. I've heard that title, but I haven't heard the song.
And it's, you know, the message is beautiful. And I heard it the first time in Ohio, in Cleveland. And the second time I heard it, or not the second, but later on when I went back to travel, I heard it in the plane where I was going. And nowadays, I have a friend that sings in Spanish. She sings it beautiful. And I've heard it in YouTube and things like that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing. Tell me about Abuelita, your mom.
Yes, she played a very important role in my life because she taught me how to be dedicated to my family, how to be a better mother, how to be a good friend. She was always happy, no matter what happened. She would, you know, show her best face, like I say. Yeah. And she was also a very hardworking woman, yes, to bring us up.
Yeah. That's what, like, I met my grandma, my great-grandma, when we were small, but she passed away when I was like two. So I have pictures with her and everything, but I only have one vivid memory with her, and that was when she was already like in like bed rest. And I remember that, like, I went to her room and she was just like laying there, and I was sitting with her, and I, like, it's like a blank memory where you don't remember the conversation, but you remember like the image, like where you were. And I even remember what I was wearing. I was wearing like this pink striped shirt. But I wish that I had the chance to, you know, talk to her more and just ask her, because she was a big inspiration in everyone's life in the Acevedo family. Because, you know, same thing with
Gabriel.
Gabriel Acevedo, your dad. Yeah. So, you know, I will always have like that, but that kind of like, how do I explain it? Like incomplete. Like, there's like an incomplete memory in my head. And, you know. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I remember you used to come over with Wilka and Kike.
She's my mom and dad.
Your parents. Mm-hmm. To see her, and you will, right away, you will go to the room and say, I have to pray for her. I have to pray for her. And you used to pray, and you used to put one of your fingers in her cheek, and she used to smile. Yes. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you were the last one that sing to her happy birthday, because she became 74 in March 12th, and she passed away July the 18th of that same year. So, you know, that was the last time, and you guys sing to her happy birthday. So we have a lot of good memories, even though she passed away. Everything was in order, and everything was
peaceful.
It was easy going, yeah, and peaceful.
There wasn't any like things that you didn't expect. Like, everything kind of went in order. Mm-hmm. So it was really calming for our family. And, you know, it was a moment of grief, and, you know, everyone, it hurt, of course, but it wasn't to a point where it just came out of nowhere. Like, we kind of knew that it was coming. Of course, we didn't know when, but we kind of already knew that it was going to happen anytime soon. So we were ready, like, to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so. Is there anything that you wish you could tell your brother, Felix?
Okay. He passed away 5 months after my father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to tell me often, I hope you have a lot of kids and and you'll be a happy person with them. And he also used to tell me, if I pass away, this bed is your first son's bed, you know, like that. And we used to joke about it, but I know he was serious about it, you know. And he was always talking about the experience with God and the experience that he liked to talk to everybody that went to visit him, and no matter if it was politics or religion, yeah, he used to be talking, but he was very good. I loved him a lot. Yeah, he was the oldest of the boys.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Well, you know, here in Puerto Rico, there's a lot of things that like go on when it comes to political crime and everything, but you know, this country will always be like our home. Even though like my grandma, I've always moved back and forth from the US to here, but I don't feel complete whenever I'm over there. And once I'm here, I'm home, because not only I'm with my family, and even though in Pennsylvania I have family too, but I was born and raised here, and I moved back when I was 12. And then I keep coming back. I travel at least 5 times a year to come over here and visit my dad and my family, especially on holidays. But hopefully once I graduate, I can come over here and my dream of going to college here. Because even though, like I said before, there's a lot of things going on, and you know, like, things aren't really that pretty. You know, this tropical island will always have that special place in everyone's heart.
That includes.
And you know, it's a beautiful island. There's beautiful people. And you know, my dream is that if I ever have kids or anything, they would get raised in the same environment that I did, which is like a safe, humble environment with my whole family. And yeah, well, thank you for this interview.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. Yeah, goodbye.